Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. I was ready that time. Thank you, Ted, the man with the golden voice. Thursday, April 16th, 2020, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to the Now program here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears with you along for the ride. What a morning it is. No guests this morning, just having a good time talking with you. And yesterday, we used this time to really have a lot of conversations in regard to people's thoughts about what is going on in Marion right now. 740-383-9944. If there's anything you want to say, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Could you tell I looked there for a second to read a message? People can always tell when I zone out to read one of these Facebook messages. But radio is a whole different game now. It's a whole different thing because now we get emails, we get Facebook messages, we get comments on posts, and you try to stay up on all that while you're on the air so you can continue to comment about it on air while you're on air, because sometimes it's questions. But I hope we got the question answered yesterday for the caller who called in about non-essential businesses still being opened up. I think she was talking about her son yesterday and that he was working at a non-essential business. And if you're still out there listening, call the health department and they will open up a case and see how that's all working out. Now, we might do a little bit of trivia this hour. We're going to do it next hour during Charlie's show, because I'll be sitting in for Charlie. So stay tuned for that. I'll be on through noon today, sitting in for Charlie. So we'll have a good time with some trivia here. 740-383-9944, though, if you have any questions. I really enjoyed those calls yesterday, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the community that I'm not aware of. I'm not everywhere all the time, but I do like to help people by trying to answer their questions and trying to have some kind of dialogue, which is really what we want to do here at this station with all programs. We want to start some kind of dialogue so that we can all grow together and learn together each and every morning. And I hope in some way that's what we do here. Every morning and every afternoon and every other time we are on the air, that this is the forum, kind of the public forum right now of the airwaves. And I never would have thought about this, but it is interesting that during this COVID crisis, you cannot be around a whole lot of people, but you can still get on the phone and you can still be heard by a whole lot of people by calling the radio station. So as I said, if anything's on your mind, and it doesn't matter what it is, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's what I wanted to... I have several things on my mind right now, and you can dive in on any of these things, but here's something that I have on my mind. People who are kind of complainers. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody's got a few of these people in their life, people who like to complain. Now, here's the thing. They complain, but they don't want to be labeled as complainers. So this was kind of an odd phenomenon when you think about it, because they will complain about something to you, and then you say, well, why does that upset you? And they'll say, well, I'm not upset. And I say, well, you, and this is one of the times I'm going to use the word literally, and I hate using that in conversation because everything is literal when you think about it. But they'll say, and I'll say, you literally just complained in the sentence you said to me. Literally. But, see, I'm getting messages. It's one of those things. Literally just complained in the message. And then, how can you literally complain in a message about not complaining? And then say you're not a complainer. It's one of those things. And then they come after you with, you know, kind of rude comments. But that's the way it goes. That's how it is. Now, on to something brighter and bigger this morning. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I have something to talk about this morning that may be a little surprising to you because of something that happened early on in the week. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you the backstory on this. The backstory is that, as you know, on the Friday night program, my co-host for the beginning of that program was Bailey, Bales. And we had a great time doing that, for the most part. And then, you know, we kind of had a little parting of the ways. She had things to do, I had things to do, and that's just how life goes. So that happened, and then I found a co-host for the Friday night program, which she used to co-host. And I really was not aware that she was still listening to the program in the morning, and I made this announcement that we would have this new co-host coming up this Friday from 8 to 10 here on the station, which, by the way, don't forget that, blonde, and you know who it is. So, Friday, 8 to 10. So I make this announcement, and then Bailey called in on Monday. And as I said in hour number one, I think, see, I don't know if Bailey's listening right now or not. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. It's a fascinating program, so I don't know why you wouldn't listen. But here's the deal. When she called in on Monday, my feeling was that she sounded angry. Now, I can't really speak to that, but it felt like there was some anger. Because you know how when people get really angry, they laugh, like kind of off cue at certain points? That's what happened on Monday. She was telling me that I'd replaced her and so on and so forth. And then there were these little laughs, which I thought were not good. But, you know, I don't want to make anybody mad. I don't intentionally want to make anybody mad. So I felt she was mad. But for the purposes that she might be listening right now, I'm going to say that she wasn't mad. Because in that conversation, she said that she wasn't mad. So, my feeling is that she was a little angry. So, if you're out there listening, Bales, I'm sorry that you were angry about being replaced on the Friday show. Okay, now here is where this gets a little more interesting. Say all that to say this. Here's what I want to say now. Now, I have known Bales for a while now. As many of you know, I've talked about her on the air. We've had a good time. We've done a lot of cool things. Now, this is the important part. The important part is, and kind of especially, to be honest with you, during this whole pandemic that we're in right now. And I touched on this a little bit on Friday. But I think during these times that you really have to figure out who matters in your life and why they matter. And what I have discovered is, in this particular case, is that Bales has always been a very talented, smart person. So what I am saying here this morning is that when you have fun with somebody, you really form kind of a bond. And you don't always form these bonds with people, because sometimes you hang out with somebody and it's just misery. And you know it's misery when you're hanging around with them. You would not say it's misery, but it is. Things just don't gel right. You're not laughing at the same things. You know, 1 hour seems like 12 hours. It's just not fun. But there are certain people, for whatever reason, you meet, and you would think, well, I don't click with that person. That's not going to work. We really don't have a whole lot in common. But you find out when you're with them that you have a tremendous amount in common. And one of the things that I have always found interesting about Bales is that she gets it. She gets humor. She gets sensibility. She gets sensitivity. And she is one of the most caring people that I have ever seen. Now, this is a trait that's found in the Valley of the Few, let me tell you. I think people try to care, but I think somehow they, how should I say this? They try to care, but I think in some ways they end up having kind of a false sincerity about it. It's never that way with Bailey. Bailey does care, and she'll ask you about the same thing 50 times if you don't give her an answer. Now, the cool thing about that is that when you do that, you are showing that person, even though that person is avoiding answering the question, that they care a whole lot. And for whatever reason they care, you never really know, but it's a very cool thing. So, my point when it comes to Bailey this morning, because I do want to say this, because, you know, she did depart the Friday show, and she can't speak for herself at this point, is that she is tremendously smart. Tremendously smart, and I always want to lead with that, because you would not get how tremendously smart she is. She's tremendously talented. Not everybody can walk into a situation and immediately change the situation. She's that. She is a very good family-oriented person. She really does her best when it comes to her family, and I appreciate that because those are not always great situations. I just think that she's one of the best people you could ever meet because she's unique. And uniqueness really does set you apart from everybody else. Now, one of the other things I want to say, and normally I would not say this, but I'm going to say it because I think it's very important. We are a society in a funny way that's very hung up on the way people look. We care about how people dress. We care about how people look. We care about how people sound. We care about all these things. Now, it should not be the most important thing in the world because their personality and who they really are should be the most important things because over time, you know, looks fade away and things change and that's just how life is. But in Bale's particular case, the thing about me that's always been so fascinating is all the time that I spent around her, I don't think that she ever got exactly how... It's hard to even come up with the right adjective here, because I don't think she ever really got how beautiful a person she was on the inside and out. There is just natural beauty there. Don't have to put any makeup on. Don't have to do anything with the hair. Don't even have to try. And it's just there. You know, it's that type of beauty that when it comes into the room, the whole room kind of changes in a way. You don't know why the room changed, but the room does change. And kind of all the eyes swing over to that particular person. And I don't think she ever really got that. And I don't think she ever really gets that. But for my money, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of people's opinion, she really is probably, point blank, the most genuinely beautiful person that I've ever seen. So there's that about her that is an unbelievable trait. And also the fact that she cares. She cares, and she cares a lot. Now, I hope that in your life, you find somebody who possesses these traits. These traits are very important. And the funny thing is that these traits are hard to come by. Now, some people might have one of these traits. Some people might not have any of these traits. She's got it all. And she's always had it all. And to be honest with you, I have no reason to say this right now because I have no dog in this fight. And I think she's angry with me, to be honest with you, at this particular point. And that's okay. I understand where the anger comes from. But it is important because I think one of the things that we don't do enough is compliment other people. I think we're the first to complain about them. We're the first to say nasty stuff about them. We'll do that all day long because that's fun. But the truth of the matter is we really don't compliment people. And we really don't compliment people when they're angry at you. Because, oh, that's awful. Don't do that because they're angry with you. Well, guess what? She can be angry with me, and that's okay. She could be angry with me till the end of the time, and that's okay. I will always appreciate her for the genuine person that she has always been with me. You will never hear a negative word come out of my mouth about her over the airwaves. I would never come on and say anything negative about her because I think she's one of the best people that I have ever met. So I can't trash one of the best people that I've ever met. And as I say, there's something about her that is very unique and very in its own place. And I like that I'm able to say this morning because most people don't get the opportunity. And if she is out there listening, I hope that it is a good morning for her. And I hope that she is making somebody happy. And you know what? I will tell you this. I'm sure that she is making somebody happy because that's just what she does without even trying. Have you ever met somebody like that? I had never met anybody like that until I had met her. She can make you happy without even trying. You know, some people have to come in and try to cheer you up. That was never the case with her. She just, bam, was in the room, and the day got better, the day got sunnier, the day felt warmer, life felt a little warmer, and you felt a little better about anything going on in your life. That's Bales. That always was, that always will be how I see her. And everybody who has missed the boat on seeing that, shame on you. Shame on you for missing the boat on not seeing that. Because those are all of the great traits that she possesses. And in many ways, when you think about it, somebody who can do all that and really change lives came from a special place. I don't know what anybody's beliefs or spiritualities are, and that's okay. I certainly don't need to know, but I will say that whatever or wherever she came from, it certainly is a gift to the world. So I think on the day that Bales came to this planet, that the world smiled a little bit, the world got a little easier, and the time that she's here, the world will just be a better place because she's in it. So that's her. Smart, funny, talented, innately talented, and probably, and I guess I'm on record saying this now, but that's okay because it is probably true. Probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Just, I think she would be one of those people, you know, back in the old days, the Michelangelos and the Picassos. She would be the focal point of their work, because those people had an eye for beauty. Those artists had an eye for beauty, and that's what they wanted to paint. They wanted to paint the most beautiful things they could find. And if those artists were around today, I'm sure they would be at Bales' front door. And she's a great cook. And she's a doer. There are so many great things I could say about her. I could really go on all day long. But I hadn't had the chance to do that for a while. I know she might be a little angry with me, and that's okay. But I wanted to take this time to say it because it needed to be said. So here's the deal. I do know when her birthday is, by the way. She might not know that. But August 17th, 1992, the world became a better place. And I think anybody listening can understand why. The day Bailey came around. And it is still my favorite name, by the way. If I ever had to name something, that would be my favorite name. There's something about that name that I just love. And here's the funny thing about that. That was my favorite name before I met her. And I love the name, and I love the name more now because I met somebody who is everything that that name has always meant to me. So draw those two together and make your own conclusions. So what a way to start. Now, is there anybody in your life who has made a big difference? Call me. You can do this as well. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. This is just my person this morning because we need to do this. We need to be friendlier. We need to be nicer. We need to be more honest about how we are as people. We've got to stop being so negative. We've got to stop being so cynical. We've got to stop being so sarcastic. At some point in our life, you do have to come clean, and you do have to be honest. And I don't like this thing that if somebody's mad at you, you've got to be mad at them. You don't. If you like them, you like them. Just because they're angry with you doesn't mean you have to return that favor. You know, be honest, be nice, be friendly. And I know a lot of people like listening to her on the air. I used to get a lot of feedback on that. And I think that was because she really is talented, as I say. She had never done anything in radio to my knowledge. When she came in, she really knocked it out of the park. And it was really a home run. But I don't expect anything less from her because most everything she's done in her life has been a home run. You know, it's a very unique thing that you just are perfect in every way. And I know that sounds very corny to say. That sounds so corny to say. But if she does have any imperfections, I haven't found them. And I've spent a lot of time around her. So, to be honest, from the looks to the personality to how she handles herself to just about everything she does, she is pretty much total perfection. And if there is something that's not perfect, well, somebody will have to fill me in on that one day. So there you go, Bales. I hope you heard it. I hope you're listening. I hope you liked it. And that's that. Now, we'll move on to something else. Because we do have 20 minutes left. And heavens knows, I've always got a lot to talk about. So, let's see here. What else was on the agenda this morning? You know, that was fun. I'll tell you why that was fun. See, reading messages are also interesting, by the way. After you give a little speech, you turn to your side to see what people have been saying. And that is so interesting, what people are saying right now. Maybe I'll fill you in on that at some point. Or maybe not. We continue on with the program this morning. You've got to be nice to people, okay? This is the message this morning. You've got to be nice to people. You've got to learn to be a little more genuine and not complain all the time, if you know what I mean. I know. I've got some messages I'll have to fill you in on at some point. Okay. What do we got here? What do we got going on? What do we have going on here this morning? You know, we had some trivia questions last week. that we never really got totally answered, I don't think. I think it was our, what was it, our pop culture trivia? Yeah, here we go. It's our pop culture trivia. Oh, man. You know what? I can't even read these messages I'm getting because you can't say some of this stuff on the air. Well, you can say some of it, but not all of it. Whew. Anyway, moving right along this morning. Okay, what do we got here? We never got this question answered. We've had this question forever. Forever. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during its first season? Does anybody know that? What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School of Girls on The Facts of Life during its first season? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Does anybody know that? What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Does anybody know what show Family Matters was a spinoff was? Now, this was the Urkel show. Remember Steve Urkel? Does anybody remember what show Family Matters was a spinoff of? What is the connection between Jeffersons and Good Times? You know what? Here, I am getting all these messages that are just ridiculous at this particular point. You know, if you have something to say, the phone lines are open. Call in if you want. We have time here. It's 43 minutes past the hour. Because I cannot read all these messages. They're going about 1,000 miles a minute. So if you have something wrong with what I said, or if you have a problem, you know, call on in. We'll be glad to take it this morning. Yeah, I take complaints and compliments. I'll take either one. 740-383-9944. Go ahead. Come on in and make your point, and we can have a conversation about that. I think it is nice to say nice things about people. I don't know why you have to be mean to somebody just because they're angry with you. I don't think that's natural. I don't think that's right. I think we need to talk more about these type of things because these are good subjects to talk about. They're really, really the things that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, human emotions are very difficult for a lot of people. Expression is difficult. Being nice is difficult. I don't know why. Do you have any idea why in society we're more apt to talk about somebody's flaws than somebody's positives? And we are. We are the first people to turn people in. We're the first people to post something bad about somebody. Go down your Facebook stream sometime, your news feed, and see, go down the line and see how many angry comments you see and how many positive you do. We do this with national people. We do it with statewide people. We do it with local people. I mean, it's really, really kind of off the wall in a certain way. So if anybody has anything to say about this, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And don't forget, we are going to do the Family Feud during Charlie's show today from 10 a.m. until noon. So I guess nobody wants to call in because I'm getting the messages galore, but I'm not getting the call in, so I guess maybe people don't want to talk about it at this particular point. That's how some people are. Some people send you messages and don't want to have a conversation. I'm always open for conversation because I think there are two sides to every story. But what can you do? We've got 14 minutes left. 740-383-9944. And you know what? If there's somebody that, like I said, if there's somebody you want to compliment, you want to say something nice about, do it. I think that's nice. I think people should do that. I think people should do it more often. I think people should compliment. Heavens knows we need a little more happiness in the world these days. And we've got to appreciate people why they're here. You know, I think about that this morning. You know, we've had our first death in Marion from this COVID thing, and it's good that we haven't had a whole lot of deaths in Marion because of it, but I think about that person's family now, and I think I don't know. I just think it's very tough, and my condolences to them, because, you know, one day you're fine, and the next day you get a disease that we didn't even know about a month ago. And you're gone. And that's hard. That is very, very hard. The conversation is still going on over here. That's what all that dinging you hear is. But one of them is not calling in. Now, the one who really went overboard with some of these comments this morning is not calling in. Now, they have 13 minutes left. We can have the conversation about saying nice things about people if they would like to give their point of view about life. Maybe, oh, the phone's ringing. Isn't this good? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Well, hey, how's it going, Bailey?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the morning?
Oh, it's great now.
Would you call it a crisp morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have to leave my house, so, because I'm working from home. So that's great, but...
Very cool. So it's a good morning for you this morning.
Yes, and I heard everything that you said about me.
Oh, what'd you make of that?
That was really sweet.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, you know, Bales, the deal is I know you were a little angry when you called in Monday with me, and that's okay. You have a right to be angry. I think I probably was not... I probably did not make the right choices in that particular situation, but I think you're great, and I always think you're great, and everything I said was true, and it's recorded, and it's on the record. You are that person.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, like, I heard you asking people to call in and stuff, and some people just won't say what they want out loud where they know they can be heard.
Well, it is true. I got a little bit of nasty feedback there, and that's okay. That's okay. I don't mind the nasty feedback, but I think people should express their point of view if they do have a negative point of view. I think that is important.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Right. But, you know, at least have a point of view. Come in and tell me why you think something is wrong. Don't you think we need to be a little nicer to people? We're so quick to say nasty stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I will never be rude to anybody. I mean, you know, actually right before I left, something major happened where someone did something very, very bad to me. And I did not, you know, I was only nice to them, so...
Well, and you know what? You did handle that. I know what that situation is. And mm-hmm. to be honest with you, the point of it is that you handled that with class and dignity. And that was a nasty situation to be in, and I don't think very many people would have handled it as well as you did. And I think I said that to you at the time, but I'm glad I can say it on the air, because you really are a class act. And as I said earlier on, it's just all true. I have never met anybody, and like I said, you can still be angry, because we do have the co-host tomorrow night, the new co-host. But the truth of the matter is, you really are just about as close to perfect as anybody has ever been. And if there is a flaw, I've never been able to find it.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And I'm actually looking forward to hearing this new co-host tomorrow, because, you know, I do want the show to do well, because I do love it and I do miss it, but I just had some things come up that I had to deal with, so.
Well, Bales, it is so great
to hear your voice. It's always been fun with you. I've always just had a tremendous time. And I want you to, because there probably will be a recording of this on the station website. Of course, all of our programs go up there. I want you to take this program, and I want you to listen to it again, even though you listened to it this morning, because I want you to believe everything that I said, because I have no reason to make that stuff up at this point. You really are very cool. You know, I think the best line about the whole thing is that you're just a classic. You know, even with my eyes closed, I would know that you're a beautiful person. And I think that's the nicest thing you can say about somebody.
Absolutely, that is. And it makes me feel better that you can feel good without makeup, because I'm sitting at my desk right now with my hair a mess and no makeup and my glasses on. So I look a hot mess.
Well, listen, before you go, I got to tell this funny story. I got to tell this is a funny story, and I think the audience might be interested. Okay. This is hilarious. Huh? What was that?
I'm listening.
Okay, well, it's a good one. I don't remember if I said it to you or not, because apparently I've contracted a small case of dementia on some mornings.
Okay.
But here it is. No, the other day, because we are still friends on social media, and you took a picture, and I'm sure it was just a picture that you were taking to take with your son, who's a great kid. Both your kids are great. Love your kids. And you took this picture, and it was you with the glasses on, which normally you don't have on, and you're just hair pulled back. And obviously, you were just working from home and not taking this picture to get any compliments. It wasn't like one of those selfies that people do, but you weren't posing. But that picture, to me, was the greatest picture I've ever seen of you, because it was really kind of the definition of everything I explained this morning, that you don't have to try. And it's still better than anybody's picture I've ever seen. And as I said, looks are not the most important thing, and they shouldn't be to anybody. But in that department, you never have to take a back seat to anybody. And that picture, totally my favorite picture of all time. I love it. So if you look like that right now, then how great is that? I'm sure you are the most beautiful person within a 50-mile radius of where you are.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Well, have a great day, Bales. It's so cool to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon at some point.
Yes, I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bales. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, Bailey calling in. How about that? Now, we do have a little bit of time left. 6 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to hear from you if you have a different opinion than what I have. You know, it's going to take me 10 years to scroll back on some of these messages and read what's being said. Can't keep up with it. By the way, you can always send me an email. Scott@WWGH1071.com. You know, I think we might have some special guests in the studio tomorrow. I don't know for sure yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Tomorrow might be a really fun morning. Now, we'll be on the air from 8 a.m. to 1 tomorrow, and Charlie won't be here, but I think we've got a gaggle of people coming in. How many in a gaggle? I don't know. But it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow on this show. A really good time if these people make it in tomorrow, which I think they will. 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll put you up on the air. You know, I still haven't figured out what the disease is that I have that I talked about the other day. You know, the disease where you can get up in front of a group and talk, but you can't call people on the telephone? I don't know where that came from, honestly. Why I have that problem, but I do. It's strange. Getting up in front of a group of people, talking on the radio, no problem there. Can do that all day long. But to call somebody on the telephone or like have small talk about the weather like people do, I cannot do that. I don't know why. If I know somebody well, I can, but it's just, it's very difficult. And I don't know what that disease is, but I saw a show on that the other night, and it was very, very different. Is anybody else out there in the listening audience like that? Are you good around big groups, but not so good when you have to do one-on-one things with people? I don't know what that is. 740-383-9944. Has anybody else had the lemon Kit Kats? I'm still excited about that. Have you tried the lemon Kit Kats wherever you can get them? Now, I have not tried the mint ones yet. But I wasn't going to try them, as I say earlier, because I'm not a candy person. But I might actually try these Kit Kats now, because the lemon ones were so good that I might take a shot and try the mint ones. Now, Glenn Coble will be joining me this morning from 10 to noon, and he'll be on from 12 to 1. So it's going to be... Oh, he's in the building. Glenn Coble is in the building. We heard the air coming out of the tires there. We know that he's in the building. With the Cubs mask.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to buy me one, Glenn. Give it to me as a gift.
I just had my wife buy me another one. Heck with you.
We're in the COVID here, Glenn. We need help. Are you ready to play the feud today?
I'm ready.
You ready to play the feud? It'll be coming up here in about 10 minutes, filling in for Charlie. And maybe we'll hear from Charlie today. I hope we do. Three more minutes left in this program. Maybe we'll talk to Glenn about the subject that we just went through here. Do we say nice things about people? Do we do that enough, or are we more apt to be rude? You got an opinion on this, Glenn?
Yes. And
yes.
I will give it to you because I just got a great text from one of my former basketball players.
There you go. And we'll explain this to everybody out there in the audience, why it's important to do that. And why, when somebody's angry with you, do you have to be angry with them? You don't. You know what? I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't like me that I like. You do not have to like me for me to like you. See, there you go. Glenn's one of them. He's first in line for people who don't like me, but I like them. I do. I like everybody. And I want to say something here, and maybe I'll elaborate more on this when we come back, because I only have 2 minutes here. You know, everybody who's at this radio station, I like. I can honestly say that. We don't argue here. It's strange because there are a lot of us. Adam, Sean, Terry, Glenn, Charlie, Linda, Nate, Pastor Whitaker. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. But, you know, there are a lot of us who do shows on this station. Oh, Mike Wilson. I think I got everybody as I'm running it down in my head now. But we don't argue. We don't argue. We've been here for a long time, and we do not have arguments. We get together at Christmas for the Christmas party. We get together every year for the anniversary of the station, which is coming up in June. Hopefully, we're allowed to have more than 10 people in the room by early June. But we get together at these parties and have a tremendous amount of time, and they're not big parties. We don't, you know, it's just pizza and fun, and we have a great time. So, again, say that about people. Call somebody today in this COVID crisis, because I'll guarantee you this. We had the first person in Marion pass away last night, and if they had the chance today to call that person or say something nice to them, they would. So take your opportunity and call somebody up and say something nice. That is very, very important. And realize why the people in your life are the people in your life. Sounds like an easy question, but much more complicated than you'd think. Now, this ends today's therapy session on the morning show. We might be back to the regular old goofball stuff tomorrow, but I hope you enjoyed it, because I think it was important to do. We'll be back with Glenn Coble, Family Feud, and a lot of fun in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner. You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone, and...
Yeah.
Is anything private?
No, not much is private. But I'm a publicity. So I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have been more circumspect in how I deal with the public, but I just so want to be loved. that I drop all reserve, and I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Woo woo! Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio's LP radio station, 107.1. Goodbye. Don't forget to stay demented.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowcare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1